Track 13, The Healing Cycle. In the last track, we reviewed countertransference and the use of the losses and gains exercise. On this track, we will look at the first two parts of the healing cycle for those living with the secrets of childhood sexual abuse, of exposing wounds, and re-experiencing the trauma. Sheila is a 13-year-old who came to me for therapy when her mother discovered Sheila's 30-year-old cousin, Nate, had been sexually abusing her since she was 8 whenever he babysat. A fact to consider, as stated by Finkelhorn and Williams, is an average of 5.5 children per 10,000 enrolled in daycare are sexually abused, and an average of 8.9 children out of every 10,000 are abused in the home. As Sheila and I began working together, I felt it important for Sheila to understand the process. I explained to Sheila, the first two stages of the healing process include exposing the wound and re-experiencing the trauma. For the first stage of the healing cycle, exposing the wound, I like to use the body scan, as illustrated in the following dialogue, as a means of reclaiming repressed and denied memories. I stated, "What are you feeling?" Sheila stated, "Nothing. I feel numb." I stated, "Close your eyes and mentally scan your body to see if you can find any places with tension." Sheila stated, "My chest feels tight. My heart hurts." I stated, "Focus on your heart." Sheila stated, crying, "It hurts." I stated, "What emotions are you having?" Sheila stated, "Sadness." Sheila was unaware of her emotions at first. Think of your Sheila. Would it be appropriate to use a body scan in your next session? As I encouraged Sheila to focus on her body, she became aware of not only her physical feelings, but also recognized the emotions that she felt with the pain. I have found body awareness plays a central role in reclaiming repressed and denied memories. When focusing on the body or emotions, Sheila is eventually led back to her original wound. So, as Sheila became aware of what her body was experiencing, as you may know, it allowed her to move to the next step of re-experiencing the trauma. As you listen to Sheila's story, consider if your Sheila has body awareness or would benefit from this exercise. Here's a second example of a body scan. Tara, a 13-year-old, who remembers her arms being held while being abused by her grandfather during the years before his death, stated when asked what she was feeling, replied, "I feel angry." Let's look at the body scan as I used it with Tara. I asked Tara, "Why are you angry?" Tara replies, "I don't know." I ask, "Where in your body do you feel the anger?" Tara, fist clenched, weakly replied, "I don't know." I encouraged her by stating, "Focus on your hands." Tara stated, "I wanted to hit him, but I couldn't. He held my arms, so I couldn't. I never remembered that before." After exposing the wound, the second stage, as you know, is re-experiencing the trauma. I find it important to remind my client of the difference between the memory of the abuse and the actual abuse. So, as terrifying as the process can seem, the goal is to release not only the pain of the memory, but the varied emotions, including fear, that accompany the memory. As Tara re-experienced her trauma, she explained, "I keep wanting to get away, but I'm scared. I just lie there frozen. I'm looking up at the ceiling and pretend I'm flying around the room, like a bird trying to escape. He touched me where I didn't want to be touched. It hurt, but parts of it felt good. I'm confused. I loved my grandfather. It hurts. I'm scared. I wanted to hit him, and I can't. It's hard to breathe. My heart is pounding. I'm scared." I have found the body scan exercise allows clients like Sheila and Tara to begin to explore either what they think is a lack of feeling or the opposite, their strong feelings. As you consider your Tara, would she benefit from exploring her emotions that will surface as she re-experiences the trauma emotionally? Now that we have discussed exposing the wound and re-experiencing the trauma, the next track will deal with the last two stages of the healing cycle, externalizing the pain and healing the wound. and the techniques of creative drawing and writing unmailed letters. Question 13. What is one technique you might use to assist the client in exposing the wound and re-experiencing the trauma?